This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Congressional Democrats, led by Colorado Representative Diana DeGette, want to ensure access to abortion pills. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
DeGette, co-chair of the Reproductive Freedom Caucus, and more than 250 other Democrats submitted a friend of the court brief to ensure that mifepristone can remain prescribed through telehealth or sent through the mail, and not only be prescribed in person. DeGette says the drug has been proven safe and effective for more than 25 years, and that reinstating medically unnecessary restrictions will only make it harder for women to get access to care. The Supreme Court put a one-week hold on a lower court ruling about how the abortion pill can be prescribed. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Flyers into and out of Denver International Airport are more likely to experience turbulence than any other airport in the West and North America. According to new data from Turbly, a turbulence tracking site, 8 of the 10 most turbulent airports in North America are in the West, and Denver ranks first. The reason? Colorado's mountainous geography. Jason Ambrosi is a commercial pilot and president of the Airline Pilots Association. He says that bumpy ride isn't usually anything to worry about.
It's just something that pilots mitigate on a daily basis. We plan for it and brief the passengers that, you know, we might have a little bit of a choppy ride in or out.
Some studies suggest turbulence could increase as the climate warms. And the snow continues to fall overnight across the Denver metro. To put today's storm in context, temperatures around Christmas last year were in the 70s across Denver and the upper 80s in March. By tomorrow, Denver could see 9 inches of snow on May 6th. This is CPR News.